الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، my dear respected brother, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue our classes of قصص الأنبياء, the story of all the prophets and messenger, which it's very important, or some of us has no idea about it. Therefore, we need to clear it. Inshallah ta'ala, we finish last week about the first Nabi after Adam, Sheet alayhi salam. That's one of his son, and he continue the Sharia of Adam, what we learned from his father, and he taught the people in the area. And as we saw, the people became in the two different nations after Adam. One people of Qabil, the one who killed his brother Habil, and the people of Qabil, they occupy the valleys, right, the lower land. And the people of Habil, they occupy the mountain. And we saw how the zina start when some of the people, the group of the people of Habil, they went through from the mountain and they found some naked girls. And then one of them ran and he told all his friends. They came and they entered their tent, and وَلِعَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ the zina, it became the first zina, adultery in the land in the time, between the people of the bad people and the good people. وَلِعَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ, even the good people, when you put that good people in any place with the bad people, what happened? They will corrupt them. You understand? A rotten apple, you put it in a box, the whole apple will be what? Rotten. Therefore, actually, when you, some of us came to this country, came and as a righteous, they never know about the language of adultery, girlfriend, whatever it is. And when they came to this country, they fail, wa li'auzu billah, in adultery. They fail in a lot of sins. We ask Allah ta'ala to forgive all of us, include myself, all of us. We are a sinner. We seek forgiveness from Allah ta'ala. Now, so after that, is continue between the people of the falsehood, and the righteous people. But what happened actually, Prophet Sheet, the one after he took over after his father Adam, he has like a group of righteous people. And on the other side, the people of Qabil, or the son of Adam, the one who killed his brother, the corruption, the zina, the sins became famous among them. They are representing the people in the land, represented that time the people of the whole falsehood. So Sheet, he continued to fight and struggling against the sins, against so and so, to clear the community from all these sins, until he died alayhi salam. The one who took over after him, Prophet Idris alayhi salam, Prophet Idris, the first legally first Nabi after Adam, he came direct to carry the righteousness from his father, the grandfather Adam. Who's Prophet Idris? Prophet Idris alayhi salam, wali al-amra wal-hukm, he became Nabi, Rasul, Nabi and the Rasul in the same time. And in this masjid before, we explain what is the difference between Nabi and what is the difference between Rasul. Clear before. What is the difference between Nabi, some of those group, Nabi, and some of them are Rasul. Nabi and Rasul together, like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Rasul, alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Nabi and Rasul. Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Nabi and Rasul. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi and Rasul. You understand? Certain group of prophet became prophet and Rasul. But what's the difference between Nabi and Nabi and the Rasul together? And Nabi prophet mean that he came, Allah sent him to invite the people for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to direct them by the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but it doesn't have Sharia. He just did follow the Sharia or the law from the prophet before him. That's called what? نبي. كل دوات نبي. He doesn't have شريعة for the people. But like Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he has شريعة. شريعة became نبي and رسول. نبي الله ورسوله. Why? Because he came with a new شريعة. شريعة الإسلام. To complete all the شريعة of the Allah تبارك وتعالى. But the نبي, what did he do? Allah sent him to invite the people to worship our Lord and save them from the idols, whatever. But he doesn't have a law. He carried over from Nabi before him. Prophet Idris alayhi salam, he's a Nabi and Rasul together. One of them. Nabi and Rasul. Why? Because Prophet Idris alayhi salam, وعلى نبينا أفضل الصلاة والسلام, he carried over from his grandfather. He is the number five grandchild for Prophet Sheet. Prophet Sheet, alayhi salam, the first prophet came after Adam. He be his grandfather number five. So, alhamdulillah, Allah tabaraka ta'ala send from generation to generation, Nabi yujaddid laha al-Iman, to renew the faith, to put them in the right way, to put them in a straight way. So, subhanAllah. So, Prophet Idris alayhi salam, he came over and he carried the ilm from his grandfather Sheet and Adam alayhi salam, alayhi nabiyyina afdal salatu wassalam. Then he bring new law, new sharia, and the new sharia doesn't come from him. Remember, the sharia come from who? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's clear, came to invite the people. Let me talk about Prophet Idris alayhi salam. He reached his father Adam and he lived in the time of Adam 120 years. Look at this. And he is grandson number from grand generation 6. Could you imagine? He has a grandson in the life of Adam alayhi salam. Idris, he was there alayhi salam. And Idris related to Adam is a grandson number 6. It means his grandfather number 6, Adam alayhi salam. Sheet is a grandfather number 5. SubhanAllah, how Adam, because you remember Adam, he lived how many years? 960 years, alhamdulillah. So that is the first fact we need to know about Idris alayhi salam, that Idris, he was in a time of Adam, and he lived with his grandfather number 10 for 120 years. So he learned from him, of course. So he got the learned knowledge from him too, right? Now, after that, first one khattab al-qalam, Sheikh Abdullah Idris alayhi salam, the first Nabi, he knows how he write by pen, subhanAllah. The one make write by pen. Before all of this, nobody knows the language to have a pen and write it down. You understand? So the first Nabi, Idris alayhi salam, khattab al-qalam, start write by what?
Qalam,
by pen. That is the first fact. Number two, let me describe Prophet Idris alayhi salam. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, Tariq ibn Asakir, they describe how he looks like. How is the description? Hasan al-wajh, tawil al-qama. He used to be a very tall man. Remember Adam, how tall he made? Tall Adam? 60 zira'an. Was zira'an, it's mean arm. It's different than nafiyya, foot. Zira'an, that's mean actually, if he stand in the front of us, say our building, he will be taller than this building. So all the generation in the beginning, they used to be very tall. You understand? And all of us, alhamdulillah, don't be actually scared. In the day of the judgment, you'll find yourself exactly going to be tall like your father Adam. So you may be, while in your life you was very short, but Allah will resurrect you very tall. Don't surprise. So he was very tall man. Wakana hasun al wajh. He is handsome, very handsome. Prophet Idris alayhi salam, very handsome and very tall like his grandfather Adam. Number two, قَطُّ اللِّحْيَ عَرِيضُ الْمَنْكَبَيْنِ. Ibn Kathir is still from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
قط اللحية. Nobody saw him. Who exactly explained to him, explained about him, who Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Jibreel through the Sahaba. The Sahaba, they carried the word from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is that mean? قط اللحية. It means have like a very heavy, very heavy beard. And number two, عريض المنكبين, has a very large shoulder. منكبين, very large shoulder. You see him. But in the meantime, he's not fat. He's skinny. Very tall, skinny. But he has like what? His shoulder are very, very wide. Alright. متأنياً في كلامه. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he carried from the Sahaba. متأنياً في كلامه. You may find somebody actually speaking, and he's speaking for nonsense and sins, to speaking too much in your life. For good or bad, anything. He never stop. You may find some of your friend and you meet him, he said, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, am I gonna start? He never gonna end. You understand? Some of the people like this in this life. And so Prophet Idris alayhi salam, before he speak, he used to think a lot. And that's why every word that came from him came with wisdom. In a perfect time to describe the subject, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah give him the excellent of excellent word. He could summarize the whole case in a very short sentence. He doesn't need to say the statement to describe in large, but his word became perfect, excellent, explain the situation in excellent. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, Prophet Idris, he kana muta'an, before you speak, he used to think about the word and he said the perfect word. Who did that from the Sahaba? Do you know? The Sahaba, exactly. From the Sahaba, they became like a super in this. You know who this? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He doesn't speak too much. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, while he walking or sitting in the masjid, he has two stones in his mouth. Yeah. Two stones. And when they ask him, Abu Bakr, why you put two stones? He said, this is going to give me time. When I like to speak, I think first, and then I take the stone from out of my mouth, and then I speak. So he think, he give him a time, a break of time, to knows, to or to prepare the words to tell the people. You don't speak for nonsense or something like this. Time. Next one. مُتَأَمِّلًا فِي مَلَكُوتِ اللَّهِ. When you see him walking in the street, in the mountain, in the valley, exactly, he used to concentrate about the مَلَكُوتُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِّ. Alright, the whole universe and earth and thing, قُلْ سِيرُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Walk in the land, but at least when you pass by, Subhanallah, how perfect this flower. Subhanallah, how perfect this guy, how perfect this land, how perfect this animal. Everything except to concentrate of what Allah Ta'ala created for you. Malakutillah, tadabbaru al-am, concentrates about the creature of Allah. You don't pass by and you don't, oh, it's okay, what's a big deal in that? No, Muslim, all the time when you see ni'matullahi alayk, the ni'mah of Allah, you have to say, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah, who make, who alluring the sky, alluring the earth. Could you imagine if this earth, Allah Ta'ala, doesn't make it like flat and straight for you? How are you going to do that, Sheikh Ali? How are you going to do your life? Going to over mountain and go down and over mountain or down. Your life will be very difficult. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the whole land flat to live, to enjoy life. And the ocean, water, flowers, vegetables, crops, animal, everything, rain, everything is perfect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, في وجه حزن. All the time when you look at his face, he's hazin. Hazin is mean sad. Sad all the time like this. It's not like such kind of person. It's like a joke. You might find somebody in your life and he every time you meet him, he tell you different jokes and all the time. But Prophet Idris alayhi salam, he used to be very serious. Very serious. When you look at his face, very serious man. Let's we talk about his deeds. He follow the sharia of Sheet alayhi salam, his grandfather number 5, and Adam, and then he start at his time, and after Adam die alayhi salam, after Sheet die, his grandfather number 5, he start get a new sharia by from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to teach the people. What did he do? When he saw, because the two nations became, people of the falsehood became a lot, And the people of goodness and people of righteous deeds, they became few. And that's what happened today, day by day, generation by generation, you see. It's not like the generation before. But today, we became corrupted by this life, by so and so, of sins a lot everywhere. So what happened is, in the time of Idris alayhi salam, he fees. Those who remain from after Prophet Shid, they became what? Righteous people. Those who remain from Qabil, the one who killed his brother Habil, they became a lot. So the people in every generation, people of falsehood, became more than the people of what?
Righteous.
Of righteous. That's what happened amongst us. Look at our generation today. Look at our children. You understand? May Allah tabaraka ta'ala protect them and guide them. But they grow up with aqeedah. And generation by generation, it became like very, very soft in religion. They are not serious now. After that, the first one, he established Shari'atul Jihad fi sabilillah. The one who established the Sharia of Jihad. What happened? He prepared an army, very large army, to fight against what? The transgressions, the people of Qabil, the children of Qabil, because they spread the mischievement in the earth. They spread the zina in the earth. They kill each other. They disobey Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And then after that, more than that, they establish al-asnam, the idols. In the time of Idris alayhi salam, they came, some of the children of Qabil, they established the sanam, the idols, to worship it instead. So the beautiful religion after Adam was perfect for almost like 1,000 years after Adam. But later after that, it started the people, they start to worship what? The idols, wali'auza billah, the stones which he cannot give help, them are all as we see. So what did he do? He prepared a great army with horses and number of soldiers, and he hajama ala qawm qabil. He went and invaded the people of Qabil, those who became like what? The campaign of the shaitan. So he started to establish and fight against them, because in order to free the land from these corruptions, to free the land from the zina, to free the land from so and so. So he was one of the وَسَبَى نِسَاءَكُمْ, and he took a hostage, the first actually Sharia, it's like the Sharia of Islam. They took hostage of exactly their women and their men, and they took them as a prisoner of war in order to clear the land, to fight against the campaign of the shaitan. It was done in the time of Idris. Allah Azza wa Jalla can describe Idris fast in the Quran in a very simple ayah. Allah mentioned him in Surah Maryam, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, وَذُكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيس إِنَّهُ كَانَ صديقاً نبياً ورفعناه مكاناً عليّاً. وذكر في الكتاب يا محمد. Remember the address to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here Allah mentioned him. He never met Idris. He doesn't know about Idris. But Allah told him, اذكر في الكتاب and read in the book, the kitab which has been revealed from your Lord, Idris عليه السلام. Who named him? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. إنه كان صديقا نبيا. He was a great companion for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And number two, نبي, prophet عليه السلام. This is up to here. The second part of the ayah, Allah he said, ورفعناه مكانا عليا. And we raised him up, or we elevated him up to a highest level on that. What is the story of this? The story of this, what is the meaning that Allah, when he said Allah, رفعناه مكانا عليا, and we raised him to a highest level. What is the story of that? The story of that came in Qabla Ahadith. The Ahadith came clearly in Al-Bukhari wa Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him in Isra and Mi'raj in the heaven number
four.
Jazakallah khair, Brother Sharif. Number four, he saw him. He never met him between the Prophet and Idris. Subhanallah, how many years? Allah knows. But he saw him, he occupied the what? he's alive or dead? That's a question. For your information, his qabr, his grave, is not in the land Arush. So what happened to the story? The story came clearly in Ibn Jarir, from Ibn Abbas, from Ka'b. When Ibn Abbas came to Ka'b, Ka'b used to be a rabbi, great scholar from Al-Yahud. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala guided him, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he converted to Islam and he became a Muslim. Ka'b, Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Ubay, radiallahu anhu arda. He has a lot of story from the book of the people who came before us. It means the book of the children of Israel. But there is no any authentic hadith came in Bukhari unless it came from Ibn Jarir radiallahu anhu arda. He mentioned some story like this. Some of it call it from Israeliyat. Israel, from the children of Israel. They learned it from the children. When the Sharia of Islam came, alright, accept some story came from Bani Israel. And as a Muslim in Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you are not obligated to accept it or to refuse it. If you hear it, just don't say it is a lie, don't. Or if you want to actually do exactly, just to hear it and don't say anything about it, because maybe some of the story are what?
Right.
But we don't know. It's not like written in Bukhari or Muslim, most authentic. But some of the book of the Muslim scholar, some of the story, especially Qisasul Anbiya, the story of Al-Anbiya, came from who? From the children of Israel. Call it Israeliyat. We are not supposed to trust it, or to accept it, or to reject it. Just leave it as it is. So, Ka'b ibn Ubay, radiallahu anhu arda, used to be a rabbi, great scholar from children of Israel. What did he say about that? He said, the Malak al-Mawt, Allah, ordered him to come and to take the soul of who? Prophet Idris alayhi salam. But Allah ordered him to take his soul in the heaven number 4. He was wonder for Malak al-Maut. He never take any soul from anybody in the heaven. So normally he come to take the soul for in where? In the land. So Allah ordered him. So when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala order different angels, not the Malak al-Maut, order them to elevate him, because he will die in the sky number or the heaven number 4. So Malak al-Maut, he was wonder about the order of Allah Tabaraka. When he ordered him, take the soul of Idris. So when he went to exactly for it descended from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, he received the order from Allah, the Malak al-Maut, to take the soul of Idris. He found him in what? In the heaven number 4, he took his soul. The differences between the ulama said, differences between Idris and Isa ibn Maryam, both of them are elevated to the heaven. Where's Isa? Akibai, which heaven? Number 2, him and Yahya. Alayhim as-salam wa ala nabiyyina afdal as-salatu was-salam. The Prophet saw Isa alayhi as-salam and Yahya together, because they are relative. Together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then send them to heaven number 2. But the difference between Idris and Isa alayhi salam, Isa, Allah elevated him, but he did not die. Allah did not take his soul. Allah keep him in this atmosphere. Allah is able. Because if you leave, if you go up, you're not going to find oxygen. But who prepared this atmosphere for Allah Ta'ala, for Isa alayhi salam? Allah Ta'ala. He's still, Malak al-Maut did not take his soul yet. Allah kept him to send him in the end of the life. But Idris, Malak al-Maut took his what? His soul. That's the difference between both of them. And after that, we will continue inshaAllah Ta'ala. Not actually to accept some of the story of the Israelis, but that's what Ibn Jarir mentioned it, and we cannot deny this. This is a great scholar also from Ubay ibn Ka'b, because Ubay, he mentioned the story of Idris in very detail. I don't want to confuse you about that, because we are Ahli Sunnah, we are not supposed actually to believe it 100% or reject it 100%. Leave it as it is, as a story, inshallah ta'ala, mention it about Idris. But what we authentic, that Allah send the Malak al-Maut to heaven number four, and he took his soul. That's what we learn in Islam, inshallah ta'ala. Anything else, we are not supposed to go for detail, as we agree in this masjid, not to say except the authentic and the truth according to the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teach all of us. Let me make dua. I will be with you inshallah. Allahu taqabbalna wa aqbal minna wa ij'alna sababa liman ihtada. Allahumma ya Rabbi irham amwatana wa amwat al-muslimin wa ashfi mardana wa amrad mardana al-muslimin. Allahumma ansur islam wa izz al-muslimin. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi kulli makan wa alim fadlika kalimatai al-haq wa al-din wa akhrijna min hadhi al-dunya يا رب ذنب مغفور وعمل متقبل. اللهم ارزقنا على البلاء جسدا صابرا واجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون احسنه. اللهم اختم لنا بخاتمه حسنه وادخلنا الجنه مع الابرار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار. وجعل الامه الاسلاميه على لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله. ول علينا خيارنا ولا تولي علينا شرارنا. اللهم يا رب اهدي اولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين واجعلنا متحابين في جلالك مجتمعين على كلامك. وانصرنا نصر دين محمد ونعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها بطن. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك الله وحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.